forever. Dog.
Race Chaser.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
Why'd you do it?
Ruse got me in the trunk.
You're in a fucking puppet show. Like you're a ventriloquist.
Girl, I have had many a hand up there.
I can see you on the Zoom screen. This is the beginning. it's like they don't even know it's you.
They won't let me whistle till the pump settles. So no whistling, no kissing.
Oh, Whistler's mother. My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hi, I'm Willem.
Well, we are back with another quarantine-tastic episode, continuing to remotely do our mission of podcasting every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Last week we had Madonna Rama, and Venus Delight was definitely in her feelings about that. The gals recorded their own songs.
Did you see that?
Oh, yes, I did see that, girl. Like, what?
Well, huh? She did this, you know,
butt hurt.
Where you write something out in the notes app, and then you take a screen cap and put it on your Instagram. Check out Venus Delight's Instagram. It's delightful. Delightful. It started out nice enough. It was like, I thought all the girls did a really great job. I thought the music was great and the productions were amazing.
The costumes were superior.
However,
Made by my costumer of 18 years.
However, I also think that not asking me to be a part of the episode or to be a judge is shady, petty, spiteful, hurtful, disrespectful, and all around fucking shitty. Like it just devolved. It just devolved.
She was floral with her adjectives, for sure.
Yeah, she was feeling several types of ways, and why not?
A couple weeks ago, she said something on social media, like one of those just like subtweets. It was like, thanks to all my sisters who none of them called to check up on me, blah, 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 blah. I was like, girl, like, are you just complaining into thin air to complain? Like, you're an entertainer. Your job is to entertain, not complain.
Yeah. So there's a lot of feelings about last week, but you know what? We're here to talk about this week, Toots. Mm-hmm. We're here to talk about the current episode.
Droop. It's a lifestyle brand. But before we get into Droop, lipstick message from Britta says, sis, share the joy. XO, mm-hmm. Britta bitch. Love you. And there's no wide shot of the lipstick message, so we can't see the whole thing, but that's what we do see.
I don't think she wrote anything flagrant or inflammatory in there.
I don't know.
I normally do like a full shot and I pause it and then I transcribe the whole thing.
Yeah.
There was not that in this episode.
Like, remember they got the full shot of Mariah's mirror message from season 3, but then in the close-up, they had erased some of it.
I bet if they zoomed out, it would say, the fact that you sent me home is shady, disrespectful, hurtful, unprofessional, and just all around
fucking shitty. Well, Jan's crying. Jackie is surprised Jan Witten didn't win the Rusical Challenge. And so they all talk about that ad nauseum. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess it is the only thing to talk about. But I feel like they keep talking about that and it's overshadowing like the people that did win, you know?
Well, Jan's going through a lot at that moment. I mean, she wanted to win. This is what she does. This is what she came here to do.
But it's drag. It's like intramural sports. Like, you don't cry if your team doesn't win.
Speak for yourself, Toots.
Okay.
This is life and death to some of us, baby.
Okay. I mean, she did great, though. She almost won. So, like, I just didn't understand. I know she was sad about Britta and stuff, but it's like, girl, like, really?
Well, everyone has different emotions.
She lives for it. She lives for this, obviously. I think a
she
little
does.
Bit more than certain people. And I think I'm out of touch with my emotions. But like, I was just I was just a little surprised. I was like, you did great. And you're crying because your friend went home that you wanted to beat anyway. Okay.
Well,
it was a rough day, I bet.
It was a rough day. The other girls are casting suspicion. Jackie, supposedly Jan's best friend, is saying that she's suspicious.
When her voice goes up like this.
Jackie's sitting in the confessional chair talking all this shit. And then when you watch Untucked, she's like, baby, I love you so much. We are best friends.
Honey,
and
her mouth is in two different zip codes right now. Completely.
God, it's the best show on television. I want them to sweep the Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys.
I concur.
So good.
So the next day, the Jantasy is moving full forward. She's from, I'm from New York. I cry about it and move on.
That's so true.
At least she knows she's doing it. I love a self-aware reality star.
Yes.
And this season definitely has some stars, girl.
Lots of stars. I mean, it's stacked.
I mean, speaking of stars, I mean, who's this?
Oh my gosh! Oh wow! Look who it is!
In a new suit too.
Yes,
a little pussy bow.
Klein, Epstein, and Parker suit.
And you want to make more money? You like money? Wear a suit.
Do you know what that's from?
The Masterclass, which I'm starting Monday. I got enrolled.
Oh really?
I know. Yeah, I thought they were going to waitlist me, but I sent in some pictures of me rowing on a dick, and they accepted me.
Please be prompt for class. Class starts at 7 a.m. sharp. Truancy and tardiness will not be tolerated.
I'll give you the password, don't worry.
Please do. Rue says that all the dolls are going to be connected in a true sisterhood after this experience. And that's the truth. Who else can you count on to tell you the tea except your sisters? Like, your makeup is terrible.
Wow.
Thank you. I was so pleased.
Mm-hmm. So the mini challenges in pairs, the dolls need to curate a box for their bosom buddies using supplies from Fab Fit Fun to create a gift box for their bosom buddies. Share the love with a side of shade. This is a new one. This is a combination of make some shit along with the library is open challenge, the reading room or whatever.
Well, it wasn't making stuff. It was choosing stuff from actual gifts that come in Fab Fit Fun gift boxes.
Oh yeah, I just meant that it was shit I didn't want to. shit I didn't want. So making shit.
You don't want FabFitFun? What if they were a sponsor of the pod?
Well, that would be an entirely okay. So we're good. Okay, so this mini Rue is going to pair up these dolls. We got Gigi and Jackie, Crystal and Jada, Jan and Heidi, and the Widow Von Du and Sherry Pie.
Yes. They have 15 minutes to get into quick drag, and these divas looked gorgeous for 15 minutes, I have to say.
And to put this shit in the box, I was like, give them at least another five to put those things in with some nice tissue paper.
Yeah. And then they have a sort of bosom buddies style kiki, where they sit like at a lunch and like throw shade at each other subtly, like only sisters can do.
It was very MAME with the, well, if I kept my hair natural like you, I'd be bald, like those kind of backhanded things. I love that they're referencing old school musicals, so some of these kids might like feel a little theater fag in them flutter.
Yeah, I wonder what the like instruction was like for this, because it's sort of like if you don't know the reference, it's sort of like confusing. But
yeah,
all the girls did a fucking really amazing job. I have to say, I'm glad that Jackie Cox went first because she really like showed us how this is meant to be done.
She definitely set the tone for it, and was really just you could tell she can host a show, and
good
luck with anybody that heckles her or goes up against her, because she's quick.
She was the Barbara Walters at that table for sure.
Yeah, def. So Heidi and Jan, along with Widow and Heidi, I thought their group was probably the weaker group. And who won? Jackie and Gigi, yeah.
Yeah.
Work.
And they're, it was obvious.
And they're getting prize money now for these mini challenges, too. It's not just, ooh, pick a team or pick a color first. Now it's like, here's $1,000, bitch.
A $1,000 gift card to FabFitFun.
We're going to take a FabFitFun break.
Bye.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. Well, this week's Maxi Challenge is very exciting. You need to think like a star and create a ridiculously extravagant and totally unnecessary product for a new lifestyle brand called Droop.
They're supposed to make a posh product and sell it in their own commercial.
And a shout out to the broccoli Dahlia who keeps popping up whenever you least expect her.
And condolences to Rakim Sakura because now he has been in the least amount of episodes, he said. Now that Dahlia's come back, I guess they're keeping track of how many episodes specifically you're in. Like, well, technically, I was in that one. I was Miss Broccoli. Broccoli on the pea.
Yeah, I mean, it pays to be the broccoli who goes home first, I will say, because she does keep getting featured. How do you think they did that? Do you think they kept her around and just did a bunch of green screen stuff?
No, I think day of, they probably got all the green screen that they needed. Or they said once they... Because if she was first to go home, it was... Oh, wait, do they not do the promo shoot on between episode 1 and 2 anymore?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say maybe they had her do it then. Yeah, I guess that changed.
But she was there in person for the Gay's Anatomy challenge because they were like pushing her in a wheelchair.
Oh, well, how wonderful.
I think they kept her around for a few days and probably just got a whole bunch of like, let's get you sitting, let's get you standing, let's get you like modeling.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Heidi is revealing that she made $9,000 last year at her gas station job, which had
I want to see the receipts.
It had Echelon in the in the name of the gas station. And when I had an interview when I was 16 at the Echelon Mall in New Jersey, I did not know how to say Echelon either. So I sympathize with her for that.
Echelon is a lovely word. I love it.
It's a hard ass word. But she feels out of her element in the world of luxury products, she admits. And
yeah.
Then comes this Miss Walk Around Workroom.
Oh, Bob Harper.
Now, who is this muscle queen?
He's a guy. I think he's like a workout guru or something.
Okay.
Is he on the Biggest Loser or like
or Extreme
the
Home Fitness or something? One of those weight
loss makeover shows. Yeah. And they go ahead and they do a walk around. Heidi is doing a soft and supple lotion.
Rue is straight up giving out ideas, though. And you see the other girls, you see at least one other girl in the room just look at and watch it happen and not say anything. It's a cutaway to somebody just going, is Rue giving her ideas?
Which she did.
Which she did. And then
why
I don't.
Not? If Tim Gunn on Making the Cut tells you to change the color from the light baby pink to a bright lime green, then you will do it. And he's not going to take any credit for it. He's just giving a helping hand. It's what he's there to do.
I mean, helping hand is one thing, but verbatim product taglines.
Heidi's hydrating lotion.
How wonderful.
Heidi hydrates. RuPaul tells the widow that she won the first challenge, but hasn't won any since.
Mm-mm. And she's making it clear to all these girls, you have to bring the funny, which I mean, I think goes for saying with every challenge, basically.
Pretty much. It's always better to be funny. It is a comedy.
The fact that Rue does not seem concerned at all about these girls' products and more just about stirring the pot is very evident. The questions that come out of her mouth from the earpiece are very pointed. This one to Jan is, you almost won last week, but you didn't. And then you got emotional. Why? It's like, you know why. My friend went home and then I thought I was going to win and I didn't. That's why. You want to make me say it again?
Why are you acting so crazy?
I didn't
manufacture the circumstances that made you act the way you did. So why are you acting so crazy?
You can't expect you from other people.
It's not as though I had a team of people creating the circumstances that made you react the way you reacted. So can you explain why you reacted that way?
When you returned that wig to me, it was one giant dreadlock.
I sat there and I glued crystals to that piece of corn for your corn corsage.
Oh my god, have you seen We Are Here yet?
No, is it out?
No, they sent me a screener.
Well then how the fuck would I have seen it, ho?
Well, I don't know. Bob is rep by PEG and like you're a PEG girl.
They ain't sending me screeners for We Are Here. I want them.
I wanted to be on it. Shit.
Did you read for it?
No, I didn't. I was unavailable because everyone had Google and found better people.
Okay.
Wow.
Well the
mimicking what was being.
Thank you for just underscoring the hardness.
I'm sorry for being so.
Okay, you won.
The divas go into the green screen.
And Crystal bitch gave me you down boots just running around directing. She had that whole strip going in her head on a teleprompter times 8.
Well, that's the thing. With this challenge, you don't get to write a script at a computer, which is what you would normally do for a project like this, so that everyone can see what you're thinking and what you're on the same page. You basically go into a room and you have to explain an entire script in a matter of 2 minutes to someone who has no idea what your concept is. So it kind of does make you look like a crazy person running around. Like Jackie, I mean, it was pretty clear what she was going for. Like anyone who's operated a camcorder knows what she was trying to do. And they made it seem like she was an insane person.
Yes. The simplest of special effects made everyone seem daft and
like, what are you doing?
Unwilling to learn.
Why are you sitting still? What are you? You're acting weird.
Bryce, bring the merkin. Bryce with the merkins was just not on the jump.
Yeah.
At all.
Choose cruise with merkins.
Gigi's goodnight bitch spray was, I thought it would have been funny if it was like, 15 seconds instead of a minute, because it just got long on the same note, kind of. But like, she looked gorge, and I love that cape thing.
She was you're very statuesque, and you're giving me the energy of a statue. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I thought her commercial was actually really funny.
Old
but...
Bob must be great at parties.
What?
Is that who said that about my friend Gigi?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was a bad director.
I thought she said, oh, let me go blonde for RuPaul's.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know him, so I'm going to talk about him. I'm sure one of you do, so make sure to run tell that.
I don't know. Jan is doing a product called Sure Jan, and she's too intense for Bob. She's trying too hard.
If Jan was on the cheerleading team, she would be the flyer and the shouter and the tumbler, probably. She's all of everything at all the times. And
what about the note that says, give too much and have the director pull you back?
You couldn't reach her if you were trying to pull her back. I mean, most would want to try to give her a reach around, but that won't work either. She's got a man. I thought she was fine, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
But I mean, some infomercials are supposed to be a lot. The infomercial challenge my season was like, you know, ho-hum until click clack, clack came to my life. Like, it was so supposed to be stupid as fuck, you know? Whatever. Jada?
Well, I just know whenever I'm on the set for anything, I inevitably get told, can we get more energy? So, like, she was giving the energy that is required for being on camera. So, I understand.
Yeah, I agree.
Speaking of reach-arounds, though, Jada is doing Luxura Talk.
Oh, bitch. I got something to tell you about Jada. You know how she's been saying she's the trade of the season and everything? Yeah. Alyssa tweeted, she said, well, all y'all fighting about who's the trade of the season. Here's the thing, though. The trade gets traded in. And I was like, okay.
Who said that?
Alyssa. She deleted it, though. But
later redacted?
But there's always time for receipts.
Well,
I want to see the receipts.
I know you're thinking, damn, she's snatched. And you're right.
I know you're thinking. No,
I hit my mic. I hit my mic. Sorry. Do you want to try it?
I know you're thinking, damn, you're snatched. And you're right.
You hit your pop filter.
Oh. I don't know how to do it. What am I doing wrong?
I know you're thinking, damn, she's snatched. And you're right.
She got it, though. And I like that she pokes fun at herself. She's just so aware and so beautiful. And
yeah, she's good at drag.
Yeah, it makes me happy to watch it. And Heidi makes me happy as hell, too, with Heidi Hydrates. And it edited together fine, but I was worried about her when she left. They gave me that, like, ooh, what you gonna do? Because, I mean, going off the story and the walk around, I knew something good or bad was gonna happen with Heidi for sure in this challenge.
Yeah. And she was having a hard time at the beginning. She was sort of trying to put on the generic, like, announcer voice, which... and then as soon as the cameras were down, she would be like so natural and so hilarious. So Bob actually did a really good job of instructing her, like, and she did a good job of taking that note, because it's not easy to just like, if someone says, just be yourself, sometimes that's like kind of just makes you think like, well, what is myself? And like, so she did a really good job of just like relaxing and like having fun with it, and it worked out obviously really well for her.
I was pleased with her performance.
Widow is doing Throté.
It feels too low energy, and after seeing what all the other girls are doing, just being seated and just like it doesn't give me the same like up energy that Jada had, even though she was sitting down, you know. Like, being seated for these kind of things is always hard, because it, like, I always find, like, in auditions and stuff, it's easier to have more energy performing. If you're seated, you're more closed off, you're more closed in, all that bullshit.
That's true.
And I've been in, like, many rooms where they're like, try it standing up, you know?
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it's going to go well for her. But Crystal is like the little Keebler elf running around the set, collecting things, putting things up. And she's like, I think I got all the shots. If not, it won't make any sense.
She just stands there and goes, okay, we got that. All right.
Her first thing, she just turns to camera and says like two words, right? And then they're like, what just went on?
She says the name of her product.
Oh, yeah. Magic Mullet.
Well, I can't wait to see how these turn out.
Same.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break and we'll find out. Maybe we'll do some shows.
Maybe I'll contour my nose. Maybe I'll wear some wigs. Maybe I'll steal her gigs and drive real far. Oh, fuck, I don't have a car.
Hard candy.
Quarantine.
Daniel Cole. deep friend of the pod.
He's going to use that. So the next day, the mirror chats are not as tearful, thank God, as they have been in recent weeks, but, all the girls do an impression of Jan, and it's just honing in on this thing about her crying and everything. Cause she brings it up again. She's like, just let everybody know I wasn't crying cause I didn't win. I was crying cause my friend went home and I was sad, which I was like,
just so everyone is clear. She's letting us know that that's what was going on.
She's here to make it clear. She's not Roxy Andrews.
She's here to make it very clear.
Mm-hmm. And then Jackie comes in and does kind of a spot on Crystal.
Yeah, she does. She's good at doing Crystal.
If there were any of these girls I would want to party with, I think it would be Crystal.
I bet you would like to party and play Scrabble, anyone?
Oh no, I've been playing Guess Rue with Laganja.
Oh really?
Yeah, we played over the fence last night. It was so fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Speaking of things that are great. This main stage, everybody looks good. Michelle, RuPaul, Ross, Shaka.
Yeah, RuPaul looks amazing. I love her in a classic gown. And the hair is just standing on fucking end.
It's so great.
It is standing at attention on top. And I'm living for that.
Deep salute.
Deep salute. I
think Shaka's looking for a check, too. Because Ru says, tell me something good. And she said, a bag of money or something like that. I'm like, oh, are you still paying off that IRS bill, Shaka?
Oh my God.
Well, yeah. You know, hair is expensive.
Tell me something good. They should have given her a fucking response in her dossier.
Yeah. Now, this runway has come under fire from some people saying that, the Boulay brothers just did it. They did like Gothic Wedding or something, I guess, in season two, which I just watched, and it's crazy. They really pit those girls against each other.
They do. That was Dragula's fierce.
Yeah, they went in. I saw you on it, but I don't remember what episodes they did this black wedding. But the girls were going in on the internets last night. But they looked great. Jackie comes out first doing this like 1950s dark wedding look, like soldier's bride or something, looking for her man. She don't find him.
She's giving very Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Very Jackie Cox.
A beginning, a middle, an end, a storyline. She can't find her her mate.
Mm-hmm. God bless. She's so worried.
Yeah, she's very worried. Next, Jan. I love this.
Yeah.
I love this look.
A lot of these outfits look really intricate and beaded and detailed, but you can't really make out what those things are because it's black. But it's got like some sort of like Charlize Theron bad bitch vibe on the front. And then the back says, I don't.
Also, her bouquet of flowers is smoking.
Is it? I heard a smoking joke, but I didn't understand what they said about that. Maybe I didn't see it long enough or it dissipated.
sometimes gags like that don't read in the lights and the background of the main stage, which is unfortunate because, yeah, it was like creating smoke.
Oh, that's kind of cool, actually. That changes.
It's really cool.
Jada comes out looking beautiful. She's giving me Tandy Imani Dupree right here, honestly, because yeah, totally. Tandy was Lady Chablis. Because she's she's so fit in the shoulders, and Chablis was always in something strapless and everything. Looking
so lovely.
Gorgeous.
Really gorgeous. I mean, you're not going to tell Jada Essence Hall to do a gown, and it's going to be nothing but perfect.
But also, Gigi is nothing but net in this Christian Dior, like, new wave look. It's perfect. She's like a fashion illustration.
Yeah, she definitely is. And it's great.
The hair?
It's excellent. Yeah.
The hair.
A great reference, a great recreation, and very lovely.
The hair is very Frida Claxton.
Girl, maybe Frida Claxton in college or something.
Oh, I thought you wore that hat as Frida. I'm sorry.
Frida Claxton?
Weren't you Frida Claxton? Didn't you wear a bob?
Oh, Barbara Thorndike, maybe. Is
Barbara Thorndike. My apologies. I'm sorry.
Frida Claxton is like the wicked old woman.
Like I said, Frida Claxton.
Next up, we have Sherry Pie giving us gothic
Edwin Drood pussy. It's very the mystery of Edwin Drood, like Mistress on the Moors, looking around for her, like her.
She's giving tours of the Winchester haunted house.
Very that. Exactly. You're perfect. Widow.
I stole that. Oh. I stole that from a number of people, but okay.
Heidi is next in this very tailored gown. She looks beautiful. This looks like a look that maybe took up its own suitcase, you know? It's got.
I love this gown. I would wear this in a second.
It's gorge.
That sculpted shoulder shape is really, really fun.
Not
and really
good
cool.
for the subway.
Probably not. Yeah.
But gorgeous. Yeah. Widow has a rhinestone veil, and it's this big sequin gown, and she's got black contacts. I think this is one of Widow's best runways so far.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah.
And her name is Widow, and she's like dressed in all black, and like, I like that she has this sort of like head wrap thing that's crystalled instead of hair.
Yeah.
This is a really cool look. I thought she looked really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Dressed in all black, gat in the lap. Crystal. Gore.
Lunatics in the street.
60 on the bezel, 100 on the ring. Crystal is this undead bride, half like cartoon face skeleton, and she's dusty and busted, and it shows a lot of humor, and I like that she went for it.
Yeah, and the hair is like a reference to Lydia Dietz, and
that's
like when
what
she
it was giving
married.
Me that pointed bang, right?
Her bang seems very pointed right now.
Her bang is very pointed.
Is the crypt comfortable?
Damn.
Morticians help people.
Wow. Well, some of these girls, their products were aiming to help people, but they seem like they could have hurt themselves a little bit more.
What is a Merkin exactly?
I love that Shaka watched that whole thing and then was still like, didn't know. And she was just like fine with it. Just like, yeah, you're great. Oh, is that what that is? Like, are you that not invested?
Shaka's having a great time.
She's like, when do I get to tip them? And they're like, no. Rue's like, no, Shaka, no, we have Venmo.
When is somebody gonna do Ain't Nobody?
Can somebody bring me a drink? Are they gonna do birthday shots?
Hello,
party. No, so Jackie's commercial was pretty much agreed upon as one of the winners. It was funny and campy and well written, and she knew about the idiosyncrasies of I'm calling them timeshares. What are they called? Infomercials. And she knew how to make it funny, and she knew how to make it work, and she succeeded.
And she made it very her with the 60s, the Barbara Eden, the jump cuts for the making stuff reveal. Thought it was very successful.
Totally. Salute.
Up
do.
Up do. She did. She did.
Jan, the judges are loving her runway look. She looks amazing, but her infomercial was a bit convoluted.
What does the spray do? Does it make you look better, more confident, better singer?
I need to know realistically what this product does, because it's a real product. So I don't understand. Does it make you look better, or does it make you more confident, or does it make you a better singer?
I can only point out the critical constructive advice that Shaka gave later, saying it was just a little whoop, 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 whoop. You know, and I get what she's saying. I do.
Okay. I'm glad you do.
Yeah. Luxuratuck, Jada's commercial product, was great, and it felt like she just hit it and just kept running with
so
it.
So good.
After
so
she learned good. How to not smack her mic. And this runway is like, it's deep salute from all the judges, too.
Yeah, she was definitely, she was the top diva. Gigi, they said it fell flat, and they wanted to know, where are the jokes?
Michelle even said, meh.
I thought it was funny. I think they were, I felt like they were being a little hard on her, maybe because she's won so many times, so they're holding her to a higher standard. But I thought it was a funny concept, and I thought the delivery was very dry, but very funny.
Mm-hmm. Sherry, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just thought it needed some editing. I don't think it should have been that long. It should have been like quicker.
But... top notch editing.
What is that from?
It's from Lady Bunny has this video called X-Rated, and I'm not going to tell you what X stands for in the title, but you can look it up. It's very funny. But it's basically like her DVD special that she would sell like back in the day.
The
when
old
Queens
school.
Did that.
Yeah.
And she's like, and don't worry, I have enlisted the help of some of the best videographers in the world with top-notch editing.
Oh, my God.
Look it up. It's really funny. Sherry, what is the product? What is the joke?
Her runway was great. Where is the product? But it just
what was the product?
It's a pie that's very expensive.
There might be rhubarb in there and catfish and
oh my God.
Is it a savory pie?
Why was it called Aura?
I think it looks like a sweet pie, but it's actually a savory pie.
Tricky pie.
But you don't find out for several months later.
Now, do you want to share that pie? Is it a sherry pie or a...
I don't want to share it.
Oh, okay, fine. I would like to talk to you about this pie more on the break. So
I think there might be steroids in it. Okay, we're going to take a break.
Now fly on the right. Let's talk about Gigi's infomercial.
Heidi hydrates. Heidi hydrates.
The judges love her runway, and I think this is one of those moments where you're like, oh, this is her challenge. You know, she looks the best she's ever looked on the runway. She killed the infomercial. Mm-hmm. Shaka Khan is there living for her.
Shaka Khanica.
She said, I mean, that's cut for every woman. Shaka Khanica.
The judges love the commercial. I love the commercial. It was so funny. And it just kept hitting you. Punch.
Honestly, her three, it said something like hair loss, something, or and then something
mood
else.
Mood swings.
That got me, because I was like, oh, you expect the third one to be the funniest one, but the fact that the second one was just like this, like out of left field, like she's a fucking comedian, and that was skilled.
I told you it could cause
hair loss. So funny. Deep salute. Heidi. Heidi and Redacted. Widow's yeah. commercial comes next, and the judges Rote. Say the performance was just bad in the infomercial, but the judges loved her runway. And then then the tears come, which is sad to see, because she tried her best. You know, it's not her fault.
Yeah,
it's not anybody else's fault either. But you know, it's Drag
Race.
Well,
sometimes it happens. Sometimes it just isn't your challenge, and it just doesn't land. It happens.
Yeah.
And it happened. And it is very unfortunate. But, you know, Chaka Khan says maybe this is a turning point moment for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crystal's performance is great. And the editing, like, played to all of her strengths. And it was funny and stupid. And the judges loved it, too.
I want to know.
Wait,
did she have an entire team of editors working on hers? She had inserts of like clips of videos, like backgrounds, like filters.
She said, can you get Pete out of the basement for me? I know he works down there.
It was like the whole team was working on this one infomercial.
It definitely showed. And I would love to see how many like counts and cues were in some of the girls compared to some of the other girls. But some of the other girls just talked to camera and didn't need any of that. They were just doing it old school.
Yeah.
Jada, I thought, did an exemplary job. I think my top three, and I haven't seen who won yet and the lip sync because my computer charger was somewhere. So I'm up to the point right now where Widow's crying.
Should we take a break and watch the rest of the episode?
I kind of want to be surprised.
Okay.
But so
far...
Yeah. So far, I'm done with Widow crying, and I'm at the who do you think should go home point, which they've been asking a lot this season, honestly.
Yeah.
I feel like it's happened like two or three times.
Yeah, it's the new like hello, how are you? It's the new greeting.
Did they ever ask
Hi,
you guys
how's it going? Who do you think should go home and why?
Do you think Katie drop lines bitch. Will come into play?
I wonder, like, do you think that, like, if you drop, like, a whole bunch of lines, like, people care? Okay. So everyone says Widow down the
line. Wow. Well, no.
Everyone.
Widow says Jan.
To be fair, you're right. Yeah.
Did they always air it when they asked you guys that question? Because they asked us once, and I don't think they aired it. I know that they showed
I think only if it's good, then they show it.
That makes sense. Do you think that all the girls are saying Widow because do you think they see her as a threat or they actually think she should go home? Or it's like, I know they all say based on this week's challenge, but you're allowed to lie. It's Drag Race.
But I don't think that, I think when it's obvious that someone fell really short in the challenge,
yeah,
then I think it's, yeah. Right. So whether you see her as a threat or not, which I'm sure they do because she is, but it sort of helps you figure out the answer if someone like was obviously the one who fell short that week.
Widow did say it all comes down to that final four and the top performance, you know?
Yeah.
Because that can change a lot of things. Sasha and Shay, we all thought that was going one way and it went the other.
Totally.
But the safe girls are Jada, Crystal, and Jackie. Top salutes of the week, gals. And salute. Heidi is the winner of the challenge, but why is it? Oh wait, it was always $5,000, right?
It's $5,000, yeah.
Damn.
Which is almost as much as she made in the year previous.
Honestly, it's more than half. I do like that Gigi threw in that little like Easter egg in her video about the it, and for only $18,500, which is the price of 3 main wins and 2 minis, I was like, this little cunt is already calculating her winnings.
Got it.
I got an accountant for you, Gigi, if you need one. He's good.
Yeah.
Sherry is safe. Gigi's safe. And then the bottom two are Widow and Jan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just read the outline.
Okay. Well,
My God. Really?
What? What are you shocked by?
About who? Oh, wow. Oh. She goes home.
Yeah.
Oh, so, wow.
For those of you who have seen the episode.
Oh my God.
So Widow and Jan have a lip sync moment. And just what, to fill you in.
What song is this? This Is My Night. Was this a single?
I'm not sure. I don't know why they didn't do one of the more like recognizable Chaka Khan songs, but it was a good, I mean, it's a good song. I don't know it. But it's good.
If y'all want a good Chaka Khan, see lip sync too, look up Raja Through the Fire. She does a really great Through the Fire.
Really good one.
Wow. And Jan does a full outfit reveal, which I haven't seen yet, but no, most of you probably didn't either because the editors cut away from it apparently. Well,
Jan was on screen for a total of 2 seconds.
Just like this season.
In the lip sync. Which, you know, that happens. But she, it seemed like she was struggling to get out of the dress. But she had, like, a different dress underneath her gown.
That was a big-ass dress.
Yes. Because it's not easy to really perform in, like, a gown. All the time, but Widow performs in the gown and she does really amazing. Jan does the she gives them the Kenya Michaels during You Make Me
Woman.
Feel Like a Natural Woman.
Oh, it wasn't a
she's was doing flips, splits, cartwheels, death drops,
Lazy Susan, chugs. Spread eagles,
chugs on chugs,
cross-legged eagles.
It wasn't like Kenya Michaels in the sense that it like wildly didn't match the tone of the song.
Is it an upbeat song or mid tempo?
Yes, it's an upbeat song. So like it made sense, but it was just like Widow was just like, you know, just like delivering and embodying, and she was in her outfit and she owned it, and she did a really great job.
And Chaka said, Jan, Rufus is outside in the Cadillac. Go with him. I can't believe she's gone. I thought she was going to be top four.
Yeah. Widow wins the lip sync. And just to like fill you in, though, on what happens in Untucked right before this lip sync.
You guys just didn't hear me fart, did you?
No, I didn't.
Cool.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I didn't then.
But on Untucked, right before the lip sync, like, before they know who's in the bottom, the girls pretty much know that Widow's in the bottom and Jan is pretty sure she is too. And then Chaka Khan comes back to like visit the girls.
She said, y'all validate.
And Chaka Khan, the whole episode is sitting right next to Widow, like holding her hand, like telling her like, you're going to get through this. You're going to do this. You're going to be amazing. So like,
what did she say to Jan?
What? Nothing. So when the literal person who sings the song that you're about to go lip sync is literally telling your opponent that you're... So Jan saw the writing on the wall. And, you know, how could you not at that point? Like, if you're... And Widow was, like, completely galvanized and, like, recharged and, like, really, really took the words that Chaka had to say to heart. And, like, it was very touching. And it was... clearly her moment. Everyone was dressed like a widow. Everyone was dressed in black dresses. Chaka Khan was her favorite singer. And she kept talking about how, oh my God, I can't wait to meet fucking Chaka Khan.
She said, I'm salivating. And then Rue was like, guess what? You will. We're going to have you lip sync this week.
Yes. And she gets to lip sync a Chaka Khan song in front of Chaka Khan. So it was definitely a magic moment for Widow Von Du. And this was her moment. And unfortunately, it was Jan's moment to leave the competition, but it was a classy exit.
I can't wait to watch. I feel like I'm going to be sad.
Yeah, it was a classy exit, a graceful exit. And I have a feeling we haven't seen the last of Jan.
I would like to continue on the Jantasy with a special feature that we like to call. We're just trying it out, but it's called... Yeah. One line from Untucked. This line comes to us from Just Jan. I definitely think it's going to be me and Widow in the bottom, and having Chaka Khan here, having Widow being such a big Chaka Khan fan, like, I would be lying if I didn't say that I was nervous. I'm going to go out there and slay the house because I want to show them that I want to be here, but I don't want to lip sync against you really loving this song and just like you being a sickening entertainer. You want to be here too. And I'm just like, the Janicey is not being felt right now.
Wow. That is a good line. Here's another line.
A lot of commas.
Here's a line from Gigi Lavangi Good. It was weird getting negative critiques for the very first time.
Go to sleep, bitch.
And that is one line from Untucked. Though honorable mention is Crystal, who just says, Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that's the only time she spoke the whole episode.
I mean, some girls, they whittle away the fat.
Do you have we are down to seven divas.
Seven, lucky seven. Do you have any wild conjecture on what could be in store for us next week?
Only time will tell. I mean, it's so hard to say. And now Heidi is, she's coming into the forefront because she's one of the few queens who has won a challenge besides Gigi and Sherry.
And didn't Jackie win one week?
And didn't Jada win?
Did they?
I feel like she should have.
Jada won the first week.
Widow also won the first week.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Somebody should do a podcast about it.
You know what, bitch? Fine. I'm bringing up the score sheets right now. I'll be happy to go over the score sheets.
Do they have the archival ones from season 4? They were really quite interesting then, too.
I'm sorry, they were destroyed.
Oh.
In the Great Fire.
In a Merkin fire.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's not exactly intel, it's just common knowledge, but sure. Widow Von Du won the first week, Jada Essence Hall won the second week. Then Sherry
Pye doubled.
Right, Sherry Pye has 2 wins, Gigi Good has 3 wins, and now Heidi in Closet has 1 win. So, I mean, just looking at, it's 7 divas left, so who knows? Anything can happen.
I don't know what's next week because I haven't seen the previews for next week, but...
Dressed like cats.
No!
In the mini challenge, yeah.
They gave the girls the mange again?
Yeah. I love it.
Wow.
No, they're doing Drag Queen for President next week.
Yeah, it looks really good. I can't wait.
Oh, cool. So season 4, except they're cats instead of dogs, and then...
And Jeff Goldblum is going to be there.
How wonderfully camp.
Yes.
He knows so much about drag. When I think drag, I'm like, oh, get Goldblum. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he kind of is, but...
Is he?
He's a little bit drag.
He was the fly. I mean, she didn't give me glamour.
Thank you so much for joining us for Race Chaser this week and every week. And we promise to continue to provide you with award-winning content every single week.
Every week. I'm Willem.
And I'm Alaska.
And you can rate our podcast and comment about how fantastic it is. And subscribe to make sure you know when each new episode comes out.
You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000. And our Race Chaser podcast on Instagram is at Race Chaser Pod.
And you're going to want to use that hashtag Race Chaser when you post. And you can send us a DM or email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And before you go, I just... want you to know that the reason I was crying is because I was upset that Britta left. I'm just letting you know.
I'm just glad that you can bring it the way that everybody in New York knows that Britta brings it.
We're going to bring it to you next week. Bye.
I'm going to watch a whole episode next week and everything.
The cake baking challenge is up on the Patreon today.
Oh my God. You guys go watch this cake baking challenge that Alaska and I did with Alex Willis from the Great American Bake Off. It's really funny and it's a really close call. You'll never guess who wins.
Who knows?
Who
Anything cares? Is possible. Go check it out on patreon.com/Willem.
Put the coin on the dresser.
Bye.
Bye.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, and audio clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser with Alaskan Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.